Friends in Christ, brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "Come away." And it says to a deserted place, which I think if we're going to pronounce it that way, it really ought to be a place with deserts. But that's the way we pronounce it. It's actually a deserted place, a place of solitude, a place of desertion, a place of wholeness, a place of peace. Sometimes a deserted place brings to mind in our hearts and our minds a vision of a scary place, a place where we don't know what might come out of the next corner or behind the next tree. But often, deserted places can be wonderful places, places that we might take a picnic and enjoy friends and the outdoors, places where we might see beautiful sights, if even after a hike of a few miles. A deserted place can also be understood in terms of the way it's used most often in the biblical language of a wilderness place, a place apart from where we have created civilization. Think about the wilderness that the Israelites wandered in while they escaped from Egypt and made their way to the promised land. Think of the prophets that often were in the wilderness in order to hear God's voice, sometimes in the earthquake, sometimes in the fire from heaven. John the Baptist, it said, was in the wilderness, in that place where people had to come out so that they could hear him and see him and experience this baptism that he had for them. And even Jesus goes into the wilderness. Jesus, according to Mark especially, is compelled or pushed into the wilderness by the Spirit. The wilderness is a place, apparently, where the Spirit wants Jesus to be, at least for a while. Often we think of wilderness or these places as being devoid of everything, of scarcity, places where we don't have the resources and the needs that we might desire. Sometimes we might even think that these places are devoid even of God. And yet the irony of wilderness, at least in the biblical proclamation, is that these wilderness places are places where God is the most, where God encounters us most keenly, where God comes to us because we are in need, because there is something that God can give us. Think about the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. It was there that God, in their thirst, in their hunger, gave them water, gave them food, gave them the law, gave them what they needed to structure their lives as they entered into this place of the promise that they would be able to build and create for themselves. The prophets, as they went into the wilderness to hear that voice of God, indeed did hear it, but most often not in the earthquake or the fire from heaven, but at least for Elijah, in that still, small voice. John the Baptist said, "Come out into the wilderness. Stay not in your homes, stay not in your places of comfort, but come out into this desolate place. Here you will encounter God. Here God has something to speak to you." And Jesus, in that wilderness place, knew that God was there, even as Satan came to him and tempted him. Jesus was able to utter the words, "No one lives by bread alone, but by the very word that comes from the mouth of God." The wilderness is a place where God will meet us. Despite our fears, that God has abandoned us when we are alone. It is so often much more likely that we, in our comfort, in our creation of our own civilization and cities, that these are the places that we have pushed God away. And we have said, God, we don't need you. We have power for our lights. We have comfort for our bodies. We have food in the refrigerator. Thanks, God, but we've got this one taken care of. Jesus says, come away to a deserted place. Remember, the disciples have just been on mission. They've been out to the cities and the villages. They've been preaching and healing the sick and casting out demons. They've even shaken the dust off of their shoes of those places where people think they have everything taken care of. They don't need this voice of God from a strange preacher that comes through town. And yet, even in that deserted place, today's gospel reading says the crowds come. They come and invade that place, covering up those places and those things that Jesus wants for his disciples. Have you ever experienced that? When you have found that place where you are in solitude, where you are at peace, and others or the thoughts of our minds or the worries of our hearts invade that space and come. And yet, even when these things come, Jesus says, I have compassion for them. Jesus has compassion for us. When we are invaded, when our hearts and our minds race to find those things that we think will comfort us, Jesus knows that we are sheep without a shepherd. And whether we are in solitude or invaded by the people of this world or the thoughts of our minds, Jesus will come to us and give us that comfort. Indeed, Jesus stands against the powers that have failed the sheep for the sake of greed, failed us in our attempts to build all that we need. Jesus comes to us and stands against those ways that we think we will support our lives, bless our lives, give to ourselves the good things that God has for us. You might notice in today's gospel reading that we skipped a part. Even in the numbers that had the words of the text in your bulletin, you notice that it goes from 30 to 34, and then it skips to all the way to 53. What's in that middle part, you might ask? Well, we'll get to it next week, but it's the feeding of the 5,000. We'll actually read that story next week, actually, from the Gospel of John, but you'll know the difference. We see that text next week. A story of Jesus tending to the sheep, those who are in need, those who are hungry, those who have come out into this wilderness places because they have found themselves lacking in the places and the homes and the neighborhoods and the communities that they've built. They've come out into this wilderness place, into this deserted place where Jesus has taken his disciples. And Jesus knows that they are in need, not only of food, but of so much more. You also may notice, not only from the first reading today from the prophets, but also from last week, that the shepherds of Israel are what we refer to, or what the Bible refers to, as the kings of Israel, the rulers of the people, either political or religious, those who have placed themselves or been placed by others in positions of power. But there are also ones that are so apt to neglect the poor, neglect the needs of others for their own sense of superiority and greed. These are the ones who the prophets rail against, the ones who these coming to find food in the desert are fleeing. They're the ones that come to Jesus, and Jesus sees as sheep without a shepherd, in a wilderness of scarcity and neglect. And yet, because of compassion, because of Jesus' compassion, God is there in that place. to feed them, to let them know that tomorrow they will be able to live again for the sake of their own bodies and souls and the souls and bodies of those whom they love. Wherever Jesus goes, whether he's healing, whether he's casting out demons, whether he's feeding us, whether he's teaching us, Jesus is the face of God in whatever wilderness we find ourselves in. This isn't just a story that happens in the Bible. It isn't just a story that happens when Jesus is walking this earth. It is a story that happens here and now for us as we come to our wilderness, deserted places. Because we are called to be the body of Christ. As we find ourselves encountered by God, we are the ones that are asked to step out in faith and be that food, be that goodness, be that hope. One of our summer directives, as I said earlier, is to pray. Pray for healing of division caused by society and politics, the kind of division that comes because of wealth and hatred and greed and fear and power and loss and all of those things that bear on our minds, on our lives, the kinds of things that we have experienced these last months, a year and a half or more of separation, of illness, of confusion. These are the things that God is asking us to pray for in our wilderness of time, that God might step in and give us what God needs. And not just for ourselves, but because we are the body of Christ. Because the church is the living body of Christ in the world, we are called out into our communities to do those things that we know our neighbors need, to give them what we know that they desire deep in their hearts, trust and compassion and goodness and food and protection and love. We need to be willing to go into our deserted places and the deserted places of others, even the deserted places where our enemies are found, to embrace the needs that God knows that they have, just as God has embraced our needs. Christ has entered into our deserted place. Wherever that is, in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, in our society, in our world, Christ has entered in, bringing rest and healing, goodness, feeding us with everything that God knows we need, offering hope and the gift of salvation. And perhaps even this is a deserted place. Here where we have the beauty and the wonder of all that's been created for us, can we imagine that here too is a place that we come because we know that there is something here that no place else in the world, no place else in our lives can provide? Here is the very body, flesh, and blood of Christ for us. It's a small, simple meal, not very much, maybe not even enough to fill our bellies on a hungry Sunday morning. And yet, if Jesus can be with us in the wilderness places, if Jesus can be with us in our need and give us compassion and hope, then God will indeed be with us to break whatever powers there are, opening up the bread of life for us and giving us that foretaste of the feast to come. Come. Come away to a deserted place and rest. Amen.